Welcome to this half-hour broadcast of AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. This is Carrie Minarchek. Today we're going to continue reading from our October-November issue of the AARP Magazine, featuring Tom Hanks on the cover. We're going to jump right into the Money Saver section and do a little article on Land of the Free Stuff. 21 things worth paying for that you don't have to drop a dollar on, by Shelley Emling, Tamara Lytle, and David Schiff. In the food category, fresh fruits and vegetables. Folks 60 and older who have an income under about $23,000, $31,000 for a two-person household, can get coupons to use at authorized farm stands and farmers markets. At fns.usda.gov, click on Programs at the top of the page, then select Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program from the drop-down menu. Birthday presents. Score a free beverage at Starbucks if it's your special day and you're a rewards member. Baskin-Robbins doles out a free scoop if you have an account with the ice cream chain. Meals for the grandkids. Taking your grandchildren the next time you dine out won't cost you an extra at restaurants where the kids eat for free. Go to wallethacks.com/kids-eat-free for a list of eateries. Call ahead to confirm that a particular restaurant's deal is still available. And healthy recipes? To make food that's both good and good for you, get free recipes at websites such as eatyourselfskinny.com, which includes options that are gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, and dairy-free. Allrecipes.com and delish.com and deliciousmeatshealthy.com. As far as travel, the national parks. On certain days each year, you don't have to pay to get into National Park Service sites that normally charge an entry fee. The last of these dates in 2019 is Veterans Day, November 11th. For 2020 dates, visit nps.gov/planyourvisit/fee-free-parks.htm. Travel guides, maps, and planners. Yes, your navigation app is great for getting you there, but paper guidebooks and planners are rugged, and they never run out of juice. You'll find guides, maps, and planners for many states at freetravelguides.com, or just search a state name plus travel guides. Hotel amenities. From luxury to budget-friendly lodging, most hotels and motels provide an array of free amenities to attract guests. Marriott's Resident Inn delivers groceries to your room. Kimpton Hotels lend you a bike. And Hard Rock Hotel lets you borrow a Fender guitar. For a list, see gobankingrates.com/savingmoney/hotels/things-hotels-give-free. In the health world, cancer screening. The National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program helps low-income and underinsured women get life-saving early screening and diagnostic services for breast and cervical cancers. To learn if you qualify and to locate a provider near you, go to cdc.gov/cancer and click on National Programs. For your peace of mind, search online for UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center to get free guided meditations in English or Spanish that you can practice on your own. Some other no-cost meditation phone apps include Insight Timer and Stop, Breathe, and Think. For fitness tips, run by the American Council on Exercise. The ACE Exercise Library offers a free trove of moves that target specific areas of the body. Each comes with photos to ensure proper form. At acefitness.org, click on Education, then under For All, select Exercise Library. Dental care. If you or a loved one don't have dental coverage, look into donated dental services, a network of dentists and labs across the country that provide free dental work for elderly, medically fragile, or disabled people who can't afford dental care. Eligibility varies by state, and there may be a waiting list. For information, see dentallifeline.org. In the money world, pension recovery. Having trouble tracking down a pension you're owed, maybe because your employer merged or changed owners? Get help from the Pension Rights Center at pensionrights.org. Need legal services? Federally funded programs aimed at older people with a social or financial need offer advice on a wide range of legal issues, including access to Social Security and Medicare. Check out eldercare.acl.gov to locate legal aid in your area. And credit monitoring. Sites such as WalletHub.com, CreditSesame.com, and CreditKarma.com will monitor your credit score for free and let you know if something changes. Many other companies require payment after a trial period. And in your spare time, school. Whether you want to hone your job skills or just love to learn, you'll find that many colleges and universities waive their tuition for older people. Type in free tuition for seniors at thepennyhoarder.com to discover how to pinpoint these schools in every state. Museums. If you hold a Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, or U.S. Trust credit or debit card, search the site bankofamerica.com for museums on us. Cardholders get one free admission to participating museums around the country on the first full weekend of each month. And animal adventures for grandkids. Many zoos allow kids in gratis on select days of the month. Search for the zoo of your choice to find out if and when. And on the home front, weatherization. The Department of Energy's Weatherization Assistance Program covers costs to make homes more energy efficient, helping consumers save an average of $283 each year. Any recipient of Supplemental Security Income qualifies. Otherwise, eligibility varies by state. For more info, see benefits.gov/benefit/580. Phone and Internet. Folks with low incomes can get help paying for cell phone or landline service, as well as broadband, under a Federal Communications Commission program. The benefit is $9.25 per month toward your monthly bill. To check if you qualify, go to lifelinesupport.org. Odds and Ends. The Free Cycle Network is a grassroots nonprofit movement providing a forum for giving and receiving free stuff in cities and neighborhoods across the country. Try freecycle.org to locate a group near you. You can also get items for your home and garden on Craigslist search for free stuff. And finally, repairs. At Repair Cafe events held nationwide, usually about once a month, volunteer coaches help you fix small appliances, lamps, or whatever else you can carry in. Find events at repaircafe.org/en/visit. Can't wait? Get free expert advice for fixing just about anything at fixya.com. That's fixya.com. And here's a fun little quiz that we'll take in the Money Saver called Risky Business. Financial misfortune can strike any time. Do you know the threats you face? By George Manns. Question number one. Which of these two events has a greater chance of occurring? You win a $50,000 Powerball payout after buying one ticket, or you get struck by lightning sometime in the next year. The answer is, the chances of being hit by lightning are 1 in 1.2 million, but your chances of winning $50,000 at the Powerball are better, 1 in 913,000. Sadly, you have only 1 in a 292 million shot at the jackpot. Question two. A mutual fund that you hold drops in value by 20%. How much will it have to increase in value to return to its original price? The three choices are 15%, 20%, or 25%. The answer is 25%. Say shares cost $100. After falling 20%, they're worth $80. The $20 required to reach 100 is 1/4 of 80, or 25%. Next, at your local bank, you have a $300,000 joint account with your spouse, $100,000 in CDs in your name only, and an estate deposit box, $50,000 in cash. A meteorite obliterates the bank, which fails. How much will the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp give you and your spouse? $250,000, $350,000, $400,000, or the total amount, $450,000? And the correct answer is $250,000. The FDIC insures up to $250,000 per person per account type. So your $100,000 in CDs is covered, as are both you and your spouse's $150,000 portions of the joint account, since each portion is insured up to $250,000. The FDIC, though, doesn't cover contents of safe deposit boxes. Our final questions. Among women in their 50s, which group is at a greater risk of a lower standard of living in retirement, per a recent study by the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College? Single women or married women? The answer is married women. One reason why, says the center, is that two-earner couples tend to undersave for retirement. In about half of these couples, only one of the earners has a retirement plan and may not save enough for both spouses. Which of these activities leads to more home fires in the United States? Cooking or smoking? Smoking causes the most home fire deaths, but cooking fires, which do an average of $6,600 in most in damage, are the most common home fires, reports the National Fire Protection Association. About a third of cooking fires get started when no one is in the kitchen. And that's all of our risky business quiz. We're going to move on from the money saver section for right now and go into an article called Our Little Girl. It's a bestseller bonus. Author and journalist Mitch Albom and his wife Janine found a new purpose later in life when they took in an ailing Haitian orphan who needed treatment. Together they were a family, if only for a short time. After an earthquake struck Haiti in 2010, a Detroit pastor approached one of the city's most famous personalities, asking for help with an orphanage in that devastated country. Mitch Albom, the longtime sports writer turned author of Tuesdays with Maury and other bestsellers, agreed to do what he could through his charitable foundation. He eventually took control of the facility. "I still can't figure out why I said I would run it," Albom says, of what's now called the Have Faith Haiti Mission and Orphanage. It houses almost 50 children. Chica Juyen entered Albom's life 3 years later. She'd been born 3 days before the earthquake, and her mother later died. Most kids going through the Port-au-Prince Mission's interviews would stare nervously at the ground. Chica seemed annoyed, impatient. Albom stuck out his tongue at her, and she gave it right back. "I knew then that she was brave," he notes. "I didn't know how brave she would need to be later." 2 years on, Chica was diagnosed with diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, DIPG, a rare brain tumor. It's considered deadly, especially where medical resources are scarce. So in 2015, Albom and his wife Janine, in their late 50s and with no children of their own, brought 5-year-old Chica into their home so she could seek treatment in the U.S. They grew into an unorthodox but loving family. Albom chronicles their experience in Finding Chica, A Little Girl, An Earthquake, and The Making of a Family, an exclusive book excerpt that starts on our next page. "We were parents in grandparents' bodies," Janine says. "We want to tell everyone that it's never too late to open your heart, to love children, and to love each other," as told to Brian Bennett. And here is the excerpt from their book, Finding Chica, A Little Girl, An Earthquake, and The Making of a Family. "Do you remember the first morning you woke up at our house? I was already down in my office, because mornings are when I write. Suddenly my phone rang. It was my wife calling from the bedroom. In a raspy, just-woke-up voice, she said, 'Chica is hungry for breakfast. Can you help her?' I came upstairs and led you to the kitchen. We found eggs and butter and some cheese and tomatoes. I showed you the frying pan, the burner, the bowl, the cutting board. You stood on your tiptoes and helped move the spatula around. I poured you juice. We said our prayers. And I watched you eat. And I watched you eat some more." To say it was leisurely is a big understatement. You chewed. You looked out the window. You put down your fork and yawned. You picked up your fork. You had another bite. You swayed back and forth to some internal rhythm and looked out the window again. It took nearly an hour. I would compare this to the pace at which I eat breakfast, except I don't eat breakfast. But the next morning when I heard your feet thumping down the steps at 7 a.m., I rose from my desk, met you at the door, lifted you, and raced you up to the kitchen. A child is both an anchor and a set of wings. My old way of doing things was gone. I laugh at that memory because, as it is so small, I share it because from the moment we unpacked your clothes, our pace and space were forever altered. With a child, time is no longer your own. All parents will tell you this, but perhaps because it happened to Janine and me later in life, after 20 years of it just being the two of us, the difference was jolting. When we decided you were not going back to Haiti, not until we found a way to beat this awful disease, we brought you home from the hospital with two stuffed animals, a bandage on your neck, and a suitcase full of hopeful naivete. We didn't realize the scope of this undertaking, that we were ushering in a child and a challenge, a full-time search for a cure to something that 2 weeks earlier we had barely heard of. You had a pace. The disease had a pace. From that point forward, all we thought we knew about time would change, from the way we used to spend it to the way we cherished it. Do you know how old I am, Chica? You used to guess 30, and when I said no, you tried 100? Relative age must be so mysterious to children who count their time in half years. With most of them, I've observed, there are only kids and grown-ups. The numbers don't really matter. I was 57 when you came to live with us, and Janine was 59. Young enough to maintain our routines, old enough to bristle at changing them. Janine was faster at adapting than I was. I think she was always, in some fashion, preparing for this day. When I was younger, I was afraid of becoming a father. I saw how it ate up the hours. I worried that I wouldn't give it the proper time and wind up being a bad dad. Also, to be totally honest, I thought it would hinder my career. I was advancing fast and wanted to keep up that pace. Ambition is not something I ever warned you about, Chica, but I have learned it can overtake you gradually, like clouds moving across the sun, until consumed by pursuing it, you get used to a dimmer existence. When Janine and I married, she knew all this, but she believed in a better version of me, a more generous one, and I wanted to live up to that. Still, hoarding time becomes a habit. I remember once when we were trying to have children, I raised the idea of hiring an au pair to help take care of them. Janine rejected it. She got angry, actually, which she rarely did. I wondered why she didn't welcome the help, blind to the hurt that her husband was already planning time away from a baby we didn't have. I was a foolish man in many ways, Chica, when I look back on things. And then you, with your unhurried ways. You were 5 years old, but such a curious 5 years old, as if the pages of your life had been stacked, but not yet turned. You took your time reading. You took your time dressing. Those red socks are good, I'd say, watching you study them. No, I think I want the green ones. The green ones are good. No, wait, the blue. With little choice, we slowed to your rhythm. I had to decelerate to match your awe, to hit the brakes in my life, to beg out of dinners because of your bedtime, to be late for work because of the places I needed to take you. And we found ourselves studying you in a growing fascination. We'd nudge each other as you clapped for a movie or danced around the table without knowing we were watching. If you nodded off in my arms, I'd hold you while Janine stroked your hair. I don't know how many hours we spent just looking at you, Chica, but there were many, and they were cherished. Often in the dead of night, you would wake us. I have to go to the potty. I would guide you to the bathroom, then stand yawning outside. I'd hear you flush, help you wash your hands, then guide you to your bed, which was nice and low so you could tumble into it. "Is she okay?" Janine would whisper as I crawled in beside her. "She's fine," I'd mumble, and we'd fall back to sleep. The most precious thing you can give someone is your time, Chica, because you can never get it back. When you don't think about getting it back, you've given it in love. I learned that from you. About your bed, it may sound funny, but when you arrived, we didn't know where to put you. It wasn't like we had months to plan. Our house, which we had lived in for nearly 25 years, was as set in its form as we were. The guest bedrooms were downstairs. We couldn't have you that far from us. We got a large air mattress, draped it in sheets and colorful blankets, and set it in the open space between our bed and the wall. The first night you slept with us, I got up to use the bathroom and forgot your bed was there. I tripped and went stumbling to the floor, cursing. I got used to it. I'd remind myself in the darkness to take 4 extra steps before turning left and reverse my field on the journey back. I also made a habit of leaning over you in each direction, checking on your small form, splayed between pillows, your soft breathing, so different from mine. Do you remember the day I came home to find you and Janine laughing mischievously? And Janine said, "Chica, how does Mr. Mitch sound when he sleeps?" And you made a loud snoring noise that suggested an animal coughing up a hairball. And I grinned stupidly and said, "Great, now there's a second set of ears on me." Well, of course, that was true. A second set of ears, a second set of eyes and arms and legs, a second bed we had to walk around. This is what changes, hand in hand with time. Space. Before you, Chica, we were a pair. Now we were a trio. Our car went from a couple in the front seats to you and Janine in the back, and me behind the wheel like a chauffeur. 3 seats for a movie, 3 seats in a shoe store or a waiting room or a dentist's office, and 3 seats at the Beaumont Hospital Radiation Clinic in Royal Oak, Michigan, on a Monday morning, where a nurse came out and greeted us and asked if you were ready to get a special helmet. And you shrugged and said, "Okay." We stood and walked together, all of us holding hands, 1, 2, 3, down a long hallway and into the fray. We lost you to the brain tumor 2 years later, even though the doctors had predicted you would only live 4 or 5 months. The 3 of us had traveled the world looking for a cure. In time, you lost the ability to walk, and I had to carry you from place to place. Once, when I had to go to work, you protested, insisting that I stay and play. "I can't, Chica," I said. "This is my job." You crossed your arms. "No, it's not," you said. "Your job is carrying me." Of course, you were right. We are all here to carry our children. It is an honorable and often magnificent weight, no matter when in life a person is chosen to bear it. And that was from the forthcoming book, Finding Chica, A Little Girl, An Earthquake, and the Making of a Family, by Mitch Albom. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to this half-hour broadcast of AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. This is Carrie Minarchik. Have a great day.